Praise God. Again, welcoming every one of you to the Dream Team Prayer Line. It's a privilege, it's really an honor and a privilege that the Lord has allowed me this opportunity to expound the Word of God and learn and search the Scriptures, as the Bible says, because in them we think that we have eternal life. But tonight we're going to be talking from the subject, Jesus, the Ultimate Gift. Jesus, the ultimate gift. And the scripture that we know so very well, and is very fitting for even this time of year, it says, "For unto us is born, a child is born." And I'm reading from Isaiah 9 and 6. "Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." We're talking tonight about Jesus, the ultimate gift. And I praise God. Tonight I just want to talk about him, talk about the love that Jesus has given us, just talking about that gift that God has provided for every single one of us. I'm talking about Jesus. See, the Lord gave the entire world a gift like no other. Now, you know, this is Christmas time. And, you know, we expect gifts, expect to receive gifts, and we expect to give gifts. And we certainly want to say thank you for whatever it is that we receive. But tonight, thinking about the ultimate gift, that means there's no other gift better than the gift that God has given. It, ultimate means the best, and it is the greatest gift of all. And, you know, we can get gifts. You can get diamonds. You can get all kinds of lavish gifts, but none compares to the gift of God. And Jesus is the gift. He is the ultimate gift. Yes, he is the reason for this celebration season. Praise God. Listen, the world cannot take credit for this gift because God, our Father, he loved us so much that he was willing to give his only begotten Son. Yes, the best. God gave the best to every one of us. He gave the best to while we were yet sinners. But because he loved us so much, the Bible says, and he gave. And so all we have to do, we have to just believe on him, trust and obey his word. Yes, let's talk about this gift, talking about Jesus. God gave the prophet Isaiah. He gave him foresight. He gave him wisdom as God ministered through him, foretelling as to this Savior, this ultimate gift that was about to come to the world. So the prophet Isaiah, he sees this divine child as being already born. That's what he's saying. He says, look, he says, "And it's unto us a child is born." Yes, unto us a son is given, yes, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. You know, the enemy wasn't going to accept him, wasn't going to accept him as king, as the ultimate gift, because he didn't come in the form of a king, my God. But yet, the prophet Isaiah talked about this divine child as if he was already born. He says, yes, this son is going to be given, and his name shall be called Wonderful. And see, wonderful in Hebrew means a wonder, and it's indicative of a miracle. And surely enough, the birth of Christ was nothing short of a miracle. Yes, because the angel of the Lord appeared unto Mary and said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, look, you will receive, you will conceive in your womb, and you're going to bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. I love the story of Jesus. I love the story of his birth. I love even seeing it as a child, even in movies. We don't see that on TV now. You know, years ago we would see the portrayal of Jesus being born. You would see that the wise men, they would follow the star. They followed that star until it just rested over where he was being born. So I'll tell you, this Jesus is the ultimate gift. It's the best gift that you and I could ever receive. But Isaiah goes on. Not only will his name be called Wonderful, but his name is also called Counselor. And that Counselor is often used as a parallel with a king. Yes, he is a king. A king was born in that time. In other words, you put the two words together of a miracle. So in other words, Jesus was portrayed as a miraculous counselor. And then it goes on to say the Mighty God, which is the strongest title. And we oftentimes see or know that God is referred to as El. And this name, is the strongest title, being Mighty God, is El Gabor. El always references God, and it never refers to man, because man is not almighty. Man has limitations, but man will promise you things and can't come through with it. For we already know the scripture says, without me, you can do nothing. So there's no way that man will ever be referred to as a mighty man. But we're talking about Jesus. That the prophet said that his name is going to be called Wonderful. His name will be called Counselor. And he is going to be the Mighty God. Not only that, when we think about El also means God all by himself. I'll say that again. God is God all by himself. Don't need any props, don't need any support, don't need anything to help him to shine as God, because he is God. He is the Mighty God. And then further on, it says the Everlasting Father, the Father of eternity. That simply means there's no end, there's no beginning. He's Alpha, he's Omega, he's the beginning and the end, he's the first and the last. Hallelujah. That Jesus alone is the source of eternal life. Say amen to that. Glory to God. We ought to be praising him like right now, talking about, yes, we got this ultimate gift. His name is Jesus. Another name that belongs to him, it was Prince of Peace. The Hebrew word, as we know, is Shalom. Shalom means peace, meaning that this prince, he will bring peace on earth through the establishment of his kingdom. Praise God. And we are part of that kingdom. Hallelujah. And we know that Jesus came to give peace. Peace not like the world gives. He gives us peace that surpasses all understanding. So the prophet Isaiah had a clear vision of this miraculous child as being Emmanuel, meaning he is himself, God incarnated, God with us, Emmanuel. Praise God. Jesus, the ultimate gift. I want to read just a portion of scripture as we talk about Jesus and the miraculous birth of Jesus. St. Luke, the second chapter, the 7th through the 14th verses. And it's talking about Mary. And the 7th verse says, "And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. My God. Ooh, that was awesome right there. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Talking about the miraculous birth of Jesus. And the 11th verse says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now look how many years prior that the prophet Isaiah, God showed him about this child. It says, unto you a child is born. Hallelujah. And unto us a son is given. And right now, this is where it is coming to pass. You know what? You can always tell a true prophet, because a true prophet, whatever that prophet will come to pass. And the 12th verse says, and this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Isn't that an awesome story? I always love just to read and even to see portrayed the birth of our Savior. Hallelujah. Says that the scripture tells us that Mary brought forth her firstborn wrapped in swaddling clothes. Jesus is the ultimate gift. And what is that gift? That's the gift of eternal life. Because Jesus lives, and my God, he ascended into the heavens, we have that ultimate gift. We still have the ultimate gift of life, eternal life. Praise God. Think about it. When this story was being told and when everything sort of unfolded, from the heavens perspective, Jesus' birth was, you know, spectacular and actually a miracle. Hallelujah. I mean, something that the world has never seen before. But from the earth or the world's perspective, he was not recognized nor accepted as a king. My God, you would have thought that the people would have been excited and glad. We have a king. We have a savior. We have someone that's going to bring peace to the world. But not so. And we, in fact, we are reading the scripture now. In Isaiah 53:3, it says, he is despised and rejected of men. He's still telling the story. It's still unfolding here. He's rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. He wasn't accepted. And even about his birth, it was not accepted, thinking that, no, that there's no way that God could send his son from heaven and he wouldn't come in all the pomp and circumstance. He wouldn't come as a king, but yet he was a humble servant. Another part of the scripture says he was the suffering servant. He was the servant that was born in an inn. It was born in a manger, in a lonely stable. But God has his purpose and he had his reason. And I thank God that today we know Jesus. We know him as our ultimate gift, the best gift we could ever receive. God gave Jesus as that ultimate gift to die a vicarious death, a horrible death for the sins of the world. In other words, Jesus was born to die. Think about that. When he came through 40 and two generations, he knew that his purpose was to die for the sins of the world. Isaiah 53:10 said, and it pleased the Lord to bruise him, that means, or crush him. And he hath He hath put him to grief. It pleased God the Father to do that and to make his soul an offering for sins. And thank God, Jesus came to deliver mankind, all mankind, from the bondage of sin. Before that, there was no hope for man. Before that, he was, at the time, eternally lost from God. There was a separation at the time. But thank God that Jesus paid the ultimate price with his life. He was born to die. He was born to set the world free from oppression of the devil, to loose the chains of depression, my God. And the power of the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ is still real today. He is still real for those that are bound by the powers of the enemy, and all they have to do is believe on his name and knowing that Jesus came that we might have life, that we can have this life more abundantly. Hallelujah. He came to transform our lives from darkness into his marvelous light and to bring salvation. What will you do? I will ask this question. What will you do with this Jesus, the ultimate gift? What exactly would you do? What are you doing with him? Have you committed your life to serve and obey him all the days of your life? Think about it. Is he Lord and Master over your household? Is it true that for you and your house, you're going to live and serve the Lord? Hallelujah. Is that true for you? Think about this. Are you determined? Only you can answer that. Are you determined to love the Lord thy God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind? Have you made that declaration? Did people around you know that you love the Lord with everything that you have? Do people around you know that he is Lord and Master of your life? Hallelujah. Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Or do you let your light shine bright for Jesus, God's gift to the world? Are you ashamed to present the gift that ultimately has been given for our salvation? Are you expecting the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? Praise God. Are you looking? Because the scripture says he's coming for those who are watching and looking for his appearance. Hallelujah. And then Jesus says, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? The scripture tells us, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? I'm talking about Jesus, the ultimate gift. And he's always giving to us every single day of our lives. That's why we never be able to give him enough thanks, adoration, appreciation, hallelujah, gratitude, because every breath that we take is even the reason to say, Lord, I thank you. Every morning that we wake up, Father, I thank you. Thank you because this is the day that you made, and you allowed me to live and awake in it, and that I still have activities of my limb. I still have my right mind. I still have a mind to praise and worship you. I still have your praises that ringing on the inside. Hallelujah. For I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall be in my mouth. Is that your testimony today? Jesus is truly the reason for this season. Oh, yes, he is. He is the greatest gift we will ever receive. He is a gift that never wears old and will never go out of style. You know, some things you get, it's just not right now. You know, gifts that we've had 10, 15 years ago, whatever, it's just kind of worn out, not in style. But yet, Jesus is the best gift. He is the ultimate gift. It doesn't get any better than that. Christ in you and I is the hope of glory. For the scripture says, right now, we are the sons of God because of Jesus Christ. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Oh, yes, he keeps on doing great things for you and me all the time. So I will always cherish and praise this gift, Jesus, the ultimate gift. Praise God. Let us pray. Our Lord, we praise you. And we thank you, God, for all of your goodness and your mercies. I pray, God, that the word tonight, hallelujah, as we have heard your word, and many of us know this word, praise God, but we pray that, God, that we'll have even a greater appreciation for you, that once again we can turn our attention of your wonderful, miraculous gift, the gift that keeps on giving. Father, we thank you, Lord, for loving us so much that, God, that you didn't want not one to perish, that we will all have eternal life. Thank you, Father, for causing us to be in your family, for drafting us into your royal family. For God, we want to thank you because you said that we are a royal priesthood. We are a peculiar people. We are a called out generation. And Father, we thank you. And your scripture says, who shall declare the generation of the Lord? Hallelujah. Father, who hath believed your report? But God, we thank you tonight that, yes, we believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. For we know that Jesus, he was born. We know that he died. We know that he rose from the dead. And we also know that he is ascended up on the right hand of God the Father. And we thank you, Father, how you continue to make intercession through Jesus Christ for us. We thank you for that, Lord. Father, we praise you, Lord. We thank you for eternal life, God. We thank you, God, for the peace that you have given us, Lord. God, that peace, God, that keeps our hearts in mind. Father, even during the times, God, that when the world seems to be upside down, that nobody even wants to recognize Jesus as Lord and Master. Nobody wants to recognize him as Savior of the world. But Father, we thank you for the people on the line tonight, that God, that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, because it is the power of God unto salvation. God, we thank you because we believe you tonight. We receive you tonight as our Lord and Savior. And God, I pray for every person that's on this line. Father, you know what they stand in need of. God, we thank you, Lord, Father, that those that need healing in their bodies, God, we pray that you would send your word and heal and deliver and set free tonight, set bodies free from sickness and disease, Father, and pain, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because we don't have such a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but God, that you were tempted in every way, just like us, but yet without sin. We thank you, Lord, that we can cast our burdens upon you, Father, because you cares for us. And Father, we thank you because you are a delivering King. Hallelujah. You deliver us, God. You said that even after we suffered for a while, Father, you promised to bring us out, hallelujah, and make us whole, Father, and bring us out, Father, hallelujah, to the point that we will be perfect and entire and wanting nothing, Father, as your word says, Lord. So therefore, God, we pray for everyone on the line tonight. We submit them to you, Lord, every need, God. Hallelujah, praise God. We thank you, Lord, for all of your delivering power. We praise you, God, because you know every one name by name. Hallelujah. You know our thoughts are far off, God. You know our heart. People look on the outside appearance, but Father, you look directly at our hearts. And God, I pray if there are any hearts on this line tonight that is not pleasing to you, that God, that you would cause us to repent. You would cause us to just recognize you for who you are. We ask, God, that if there's anyone that doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, God, that you would save them. Father, that you would deliver them, that you would set them free. Father, there's anyone on the line that's not saved, God, that they would say, Father, forgive me for my sin. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe that Jesus is Lord. He is the Savior of the world. And I accept Jesus as the ultimate gift tonight. Father, we pray that. And we believe, God. We believe for the salvation of many souls, Lord. God, I pray that you would just use us. Use your people as kingdom people to win souls into your kingdom. And Father, we thank you, Lord, even for this Christmas season. God, we thank you, Lord, even for the gifts that we may be given or we may not even receive. But Father, we have already received the best gift that we could ever get, and that's your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you right now, and we will bless you. We will, oh God, lift your name up. We will give your name thanks and the praises that due your name, Father. Father, we pray, God, we pray for every member of our church, God. We pray for every minister, Lord. God, we thank you for every officer. Father, we pray, God, that you would just give us a closer walk with you, a closer relationship, a personal relationship tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, as you continue to bless us, Lord, we will continue to bless you, God. We will continue to lift your name up on high. God, even from our lives, we pray, God, that we will present our bodies a living sacrifice unto you, which is our reasonable service. We want to be holy and acceptable unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for this opportunity that we have to minister your word tonight. Just talking about how much we have to be grateful for and how much we love you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you because you are real in our lives. God, we thank you for your patience with us. We thank you, God, for just caring for us. We thank you, Lord, for just being long-suffering for us, God. You know all of us. You are that ultimate gift. God, without you, we can do nothing. We can't make it without you. And, God, I just thank you, Lord. Thank you right now. Thank you, God. We praise you. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. We will bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Even, God, tonight, hallelujah, as I unmute these lines tonight, that you will give people praises, that you will put a praise in our mouth. You put a praise in our heart. Hallelujah. In the midst of trouble, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the midst of whatever we're confronted with, God, we say thank you. And we praise you for the answer. We thank you, Lord God, because we know you are all that we need. And through you, yes, God, we can do all things. And so yes, we say yes to your will. We say yes, yes, Lord. Yes, our hearts open up and we say yes, Lord. And we thank you for the gift. We thank you for the gift tonight, Lord. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We bless your name, God. And we will continue to bless you at all times. We glorify your name. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise Hallelujah. God. We thank you, Lord. Yes. We thank you, God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. We thank you that we've been set free by the blood of Jesus. We thank you, God. Thank you for that ultimate gift. And we will continue to bless your name, God. We will continue to lift you up. Hallelujah, that you will get glory to yourself from our lives, that we will let our lights shine, that people will see our good works and give you the glory and the honor and praise. And all these blessings, all of these blessings that we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we say amen. We say amen to that. Glory, yes, we say amen. If we're in agreement with that prayer, we say amen, God. Hallelujah, we believe it, we receive it tonight. And we thank you, we glorify you. We thank you for our families tonight. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We are yet in the land of the living. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So we thank you. Thank you so much again for being on the line tonight. And we want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. Enjoying your family. Enjoying one another. But we will look to see you in church on Sunday, yes, Christmas morning at 11 o'clock, because it's Jesus' birthday. He is the reason for the season. When you come in with the praises. When you get on the church ground, give God the thanks, give him the glory, and give him the praise. Amen. Will you do that? Glory to God. And we look forward. Does God say the same? We look forward to seeing you there. So tonight, give God the praise, thanking him for he is that ultimate gift. God bless you. Pastor loves you. I love you. But Jesus loves you more. And I'm going to say good night and be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah and encouraged. God bless you. We love you.
Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.